Proverbs chapter 4, verses 23 to 27. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Here is the wise man Solomon giving guidance to us about how to walk righteously and godly in this world. And you'll notice that he talks about the different parts of the body, because we're in the body. You can do good things with your body, or you can do bad things with your body. And there are very many members of our body. Solomon here mentions some of them. He talks about the mouth and the lips, about our speech. Watch your speech. Watch what you say. What you talk about. Don't talk bad words. Don't speak perversely. And so put away a froward mouth and perverse lips. And then he talks about our eyes, that we're to look at that which is right and good and proper, not let them be drawn away into wickedness, to looking at things that are wicked and ungodly. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. So there's the mouth and the eyes, and then there is the feet. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Be careful where you go. Be careful where you walk. And so there is the direction we go here. As well, in verse 27, we read about the direction that our feet would take us. Don't turn to the right hand, or don't turn to the left. And remove thy foot from evil. So keep your foot from sin. Keep your feet from wicked ways. Don't go in an unrighteous and in an unkind and ungodly path. So all these different members of the body. But you'll notice that the first one that he mentions, I've left to the end, because I want to emphasize that. It says there, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So the heart comes first. The heart is the most important of all. If the mouth is going to be right, the heart's going to have to be right. And if the heart's right, the eyes will be right. And if the heart's right, the feet will be right. And the way you walk will be right. It all comes from the heart. Out of the heart are all these issues, with the eyes and with the hands and with the feet. And so it comes first. It leads all the members. And so you have to keep your heart. And the heart can only be right if it's been washed and cleansed from all sin by the blood of Christ, and if it's been made a new heart by the Holy Spirit. And so you have to watch your heart. You have to guard your heart. You have to keep it with all diligence. It needs to be guarded. So the importance of the heart is what I'm talking about this morning, boys and girls. You know, the great sailor and explorer and traveller across the globe, Sir Walter Raleigh, and he was very successful under the reign of Queen Elizabeth. But the monarch that followed her, he fell out of favour with him, King James. And eventually, Sir Walter Raleigh was sentenced to death, and he was to be executed. He was to be executed by being beheaded. And so on the 29th of October, 1618, in the yard of the Palace of Westminster, he was meeting his executioner for the first time. And his head was soon to be placed on the block. And he spoke to the executioner, or the executioner spoke to him, about the beheading. Sir Walter Raleigh seen the axe. He was, suppose he was checking that it was sharp. He said, "This is sharp medicine." He's speaking about the axe that was soon to take off his head. "This is sharp medicine," he says. "It's a physician for all diseases and miseries." But the executioner, he wasn't looking forward to the task of executing Sir Walter Raleigh. And he wanted it to be carried out as best as possible, as swiftly. And so the executioner, he was speaking to Sir Walter Raleigh, and he was telling him how to lie his head, the best way to place his head, and direct him on the way he should still and hold his frame and not move, and all of this and all of that. And Sir Walter Raleigh seemed to grow impatient with him, and he said, "It matters little," he says, "whether or not the head is right, so long as the heart is right." So he says he's not so worried about his head and the way it's cut off, and he's not caring to position his head. He's only caring that his heart is right. And that's a good way to die, to be more concerned about your heart than about any other member of your body. And at last Sir Walter Raleigh said to him, "Strike, man, just strike." And thus the man died by being beheaded. But he's quite true. And I hope that that aids you in your remembrance, boys and girls, of how important it is to keep the heart right. That's all that matters in life. Out of it are the issues of life, and that's all that matters in death. That the heart is right, right with God, right through Christ, right by being washed and cleansed in the blood of Christ. Make sure your heart is right with God through Jesus Christ.